Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Sugiyona ben Chana, Maras Hena Miriam bas Chana. They should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We are going to be continuing our series of shiurim in the Siddur Olas Re'iyah. We are now in the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nasan Lasech Bivina Lahavchin Ben Yom Uvein Laila. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who gives a rooster the understanding to distinguish between day and night. Titgadel bikirbeinu haneshama. Our neshama will become great within us, because this bracha comes right after Hamachazir neshamas lufgari mesim. Our neshama will become great within us. Yitrachev or hachayim shebikirbeinu. And the light of life that is within us will expand. Behiyotenu yodim, when we know. Shekol hayikum kulo v'chayav hamleim hinam chativa achat. That the entire universe and the complete life are all one unit. Shashlama magamatit. Ba mikibutz kol chalakav yachad. That the ultimate purpose of perfection comes when you gather all the disparate parts and bring them together. Ha'adam le'ama ayulad le'amal v'zmanei chayav ha'metchalfim bein menuchat ha'layla li'igiyat ha'yom v'hasechvi me'orer ha'shachar. Shelo yesh bina tivit la'amod al ha'mifchan lehavchin bein yom uvein laila. Be'emet bria achat hi, ruach echad holech u'me'ached et nefesh ha'adam ve'et nefesh kol ha'chaya kula be'ofanim gluyim u'be'ofanim stumim u'bezman she'adam mit'ale chas al yamav וממלא את תפקידו העליון, הרי כל הזמנים וכל הברואים מתעלים על ידו. Man was born to toil, as it says in the Pasuk, and the times of his life that alternate between the rest of the night and the toil of the day. Excuse me. And the rooster that wakes up the morning, that cackles at dawn, who has natural understanding to distinguish between day and night, in truth, are all one bria. Both man who is born to toil, his zmanim, the times in his life that alternate between day and night, and this rooster that awakens the morning, are all one bria. It is one spirit that comes and unites the soul of man and the soul of all living beings in revealed ways and in hidden ways. And when man elevates himself, he has mercy on his days, he doesn't waste his time, and he fulfills his divine purpose. All of the times and all of the creation is elevated through him. V'chazon klali ze mitgalehu lanu al yidei ha'yachas shel ha'briya hazot ha'sechvi ha'korei bakol lehakitz nirdamim. And this general vision is revealed to us through the relationship of this creation, this rooster that calls with his voice to wake up those sleeping people. במילוי תפקידו לפני יצירתם של כל הכלים המעוררים למיניהם, עוד הוא על השלמת תפקיד החיים ברוחניותם המתמלא מהמון היצורים, אשר כולם יחד עומדים להוציא על הפועל את הדרתה של נשמת האדם העליונה. ההולכת ומתגברת עם ימי החיים וחליפות הזמנים, הימים והלילות עם חילוקי תפקידיהם. fulfilling his purpose before the creation of all those utensils that awaken in their different categories, is a sign on fulfilling the purpose of life in Ruchnius that is filled with many, many creatures, that all of them together are designed to actualize the splendor of the spirit, the elevated spirit of man, that becomes stronger and better with life, with the changing of time, day and night, with their different purposes. In other words, sweet friends, Harav po mikasher, the Rav here is connecting between everything in the bracha. You have man, who is being woken up by the rooster. You have the rooster, and then you have the havchana between day and night. You have this distinction between day and night, which shows you that this rooster is fulfilling its purpose to distinguish between day and night, and thereby awaken man for his day of toil, because in essence, all of creation, both time that is a creation, and all of the creatures within creation, are all here in order to help man fulfill his ultimate purpose. And therefore, hinenu mivarchim al zeh b'leiv malei rigshei kodesh. We make a bracha on this with a heart that is filled with holy feeling. Lashem manotei lasechvi bina lavchin ben yom uvein laila. We thank God that gives the rooster the wisdom to distinguish between day and night. We are thanking the Rabbono Shel Olam that all of creation is here to serve man and help him fill his spiritual purpose on earth. Thank you, Hashem, for everything that you have given us to help us reach our goal in life and bring back to you our neshama that has fulfilled its task. We move on to the next bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shelo Asani Goy. Thank you, God, for not have made me a heathen. Omer HaRav Al Pi HaMedrash Bereishit Rabba Aleph Dalet Yisrael Ala B'machshava Tchila. The first thought of creation was to create whom? Was to create the Jewish people. V'reishit ta'machshava hi kol ha'yesh b'mitziyut ha'elyona ha'kolelet et ha'klal kulo b'havayato ha'yoter tehora v'ha'yoter atzilit. The first thought was all of existence in the higher reality that includes the entire community in its most pure and noble form. והמדרגה הזאת שאין מבלעדה במציאות ההתאבות במהותיותה העצמית היא עומדת למעלה מכל ברכה ותהילה מכל הלל והודאה, ואי אפשר לבטא את הכרתה של טובה עליונה זו בשום רעיון ומחשבה, וקל וחומר בשום ביטוי ומלול. אמנם מה שיש מקום להנחה דיבורית הוא בדבר הירידה של המדרגות מרום הגובה והתואר עד לידי ההשפלה של משפחות האדמה, שלא פגעה ירידה זו בי ולא עשני גוי. In other words, this madrega of reishis ha-machshava, of this Yisrael ola b'machshava tchila, this thought in God's mind kiviyachol, of the havaya yoter teora v'ayoter atzilit, of the most pure and noble form, the Jewish people, this madrega, which is above anything that can possibly be made into a bracha. When you talk about the Jewish people, there is nothing like it. And there is nobody like it. So the Rav is explaining why we don't say in the morning, Shasani Yisrael. Wouldn't that be a nice bracha? Thank you, God, for made me a Jewish person. I'm so happy to be Jewish. Ilu Yudi Ayayodea Maze Maze Tefillin. Ilu Yudi Ayayodea Maze Tefillin. Ayasameach. Sameach Verokeid. If a Jew knew what Tefillin was, he'd be dancing for 70 years. If a Jew knew what Shabbos was, did you know what a tefillah was, what a bracha was, what a perek tehillim was, what a chesed is, what a daf gemara, a mishnah, a rashi in chumash, a pasuk in chumash, kal v'chomer, for shiori, he'd be dancing. So why don't we make a bracha that we're Jews? The answer is it's above any bracha v'tehillah. It's above any alel v'oda. We cannot express this divine favor that we have with any idea, with any thought, and certainly with any expression, any verbal expression. That's why if a Jew knew what tefillin was, he'd be dancing. He couldn't even express how great tefillin is. It's beyond words. Words are limiting, and the Jewish people are unlimited. So what can we put into words? We can say, God, thank you for not having made me a goy. I didn't have the yirida that I'm a heathen. I have this divine purpose. I'm the chosen. I have this job in life to bring God to the whole world. I have a special neshama. We're the Am Segula. So thank you, Hashem, for not having brought me to this yirida of not being Jewish. So we can make a shelo asani goy, but to say shasani Israel, it's me'ever l'chol bitui, the above words. Ve'al ze malei piti latecha, with this, my mouth is filled with your praise. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, shelo asani goy. Eze yofi. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we did the first two brachas. We have loads more to do. And Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim to continue these shiurim, financial means. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should keep giving shefa to all of us. We should be zoche lilmod ulami lishmo velasos v'yached levavenu l'avu l'yirish shemecha through avon yirim yitzhashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.